Welcome to the Dr. Berg Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast. Now your host, the man taking your health to a whole new level, Dr. Eric Berg.
Hi guys, in this video we're going to talk about the seven keto myths and lies. All right, number one, no long-term studies on keto. Okay, yes, there are long-term studies. I put a link down below. Check it out. In the last 50 years, we've been doing a long-term study, or shall I say an experiment, on the human population with the high amounts of carbohydrate, refined carbohydrate and sugar, and low fat. And look at where it's got us. Diabetes, pre-diabetes, metabolic syndrome. We know that doesn't work, okay? But keto is very, very healthy if you do it healthily and you know what you're doing. Number two, it's dangerous for your kidneys because it's high in protein. Well, first of all, the ketogenic diet is not high in protein. It's a moderate amount of protein, okay? It's exactly what you need. You're not doing massive quantities of protein. It's not the Atkins diet. It's not unlimited protein. So that's false. All right, number three, adverse reactions. You know, you get bad breath, keto flu, keto rash, your performance from exercise is not that great. Well, you're only going to have adverse reactions if you're going into this with nutritional deficiencies, specifically potassium and B vitamin deficiencies. Okay? It's very easy to counter this just by taking a little bit more B vitamins from nutritional yeast and consuming enough vegetables to get your potassium, and you will not have these reactions. Okay? Number four, we need carbs. No, we don't need carbs. There's no such thing as an essential carbohydrate. Our bodies, our brain, our heart can easily run on ketones, which, by the way, is a preferred fuel source. Now, there are certain parts of the body, certain parts of the brain, the red blood cell, and the eye that do need glucose. However, it's a very small amount. But that's why our liver has the capacity to make glucose from protein or lipids. It's called gluconeogenesis. We don't need to take external carbs to give our body that glucose. We can easily make it if we need a little bit. Number five, a ketogenic diet will slow your metabolism. Now, this is just a blatant lie. It's not true. A high carbohydrate diet will slow your metabolism because it increases insulin. And insulin, not only it converts sugar to fat, but it will block your ability to lose fat or use fat as fuel. That's number one. And if you go on a low-calorie diet, that will slow your metabolism, but a ketogenic diet is very healthy and it will speed up your metabolism. In fact, the clients that I have that have the worst metabolism finally lose weight with this program because we're combining intermittent fasting and we're dropping insulin, making their metabolism a lot faster. Number six, high fats are dangerous in the body. Another lie. No, there is no study that shows high-fat diets are dangerous to the body. But if you actually read the actual studies that link high-fat diets to body problems, you're going to find in the small print that the food that they fed the mice always had a higher amount of carbohydrates, like 23 grams of liquid sugar with the high-fat diets. They don't do just high fats, low carb. It's always a high-fat and high-carbohydrate diet. But fats are very, very safe for the body if you don't add the extra carbohydrate. Okay? Number seven, it's not sustainable. Yes, it is sustainable. It's going to get rid of your cravings. You're not going to be as hungry. You're going to have a lot more energy. Your mood's going to be up, and that's what's going to be very sustainable. It's going to allow you to feel better and do this long term. So, in a lot of other diets, you're going to lose weight, apparently, and then go back to your original eating habits. Not with a healthy keto plan. It's something you could do your whole life without any complications or side effects. All right, thanks for watching. So I want to know what you're interested in as far as a future video. Click the link down below and share some ideas. I want to hear. Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.